It's a new era Michigan native. Second book is out, Clover Blue, published very shortly, if not already, with a couple of events here in Grand Haven. Good that you are here, Eldonna Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
You're quite welcome. Congratulations on book number two?
This is my second novel. It's my third book.
Oh, you're experienced then. You could do these in your sleep. You've got a brother that's worked at the university?
Yeah, my brother David Edwards has been there for forever, it feels like, yeah.
Nice, good. Let's talk about New Era, Michigan. You born and bred?
I was born and raised there. The population was about 400 when we moved in. I think it went up another 10 when we moved in.
Where is home now?
San Luis Obispo, California.
Wow. Well, welcome back to West Michigan.
It's nice to be back in West Michigan. It really is. Good. I left unseasonably rainy weather on the central coast of California and came to this beautiful sunny morning here.
We are, as you remember, getting into the heart of why many of us live in Michigan,
right?
When we're questioning that in January. Clover Blue, is it out now where all fine books are sold?
May 28th, it will be out, yes.
Drum roll. And you are speaking in Grand Haven?
Yes, at the Laudit Library tonight at 7 p.m., and then I'll be at the Bookman on Sunday at 1 p.m.
Two great venues where you talk about Clover Blue. What's your book about?
It's a coming-of-age story. It's a search for identity. My first book, This I Know, was a clairvoyant preacher's daughter who came of age in the 1960s Midwest. This is also a coming-of-age novel, but it features a male protagonist, and he's raised in a 1970s commune in Northern California, but he doesn't know who his biological parents are.
This is, isn't this written in first person?
It is written in first person present tense.
Yes, and so you're writing through the eyes of a male.
Through the eyes of a male. It presented quite a challenge, yes, but I do have a son, and he helped me with correcting.
A couple of specifics, just general questions. You call this a coming-of-age novel. What's that mean?
Those are our formative years. Those are those years where we develop who we're going to be later in life, where we start questioning everything we've been told and accepted. And Clover Blue starts questioning all these the ideology that he's grown up with here in the commune, and something called the Peaceful Way and the leader Goji and this ragtag clan that's helped to raise him.
Are the underlying themes in both of your novels search for identity and self-acceptance? Is this a niche that you're developing?
Definitely a search for identity. And it's also about, both of my books are about choices. Good and bad, and the implications of those choices, and how far we would go to justify those choices.
Is there a theme of forgiveness?
Definitely forgiveness and compassion. When one of the things that happens when we make a choice, or we have people, we could definitely turn to resentment and anger, or we can turn to forgiveness. And my characters tend to go to the latter.
Where's the setting?
It's in Northern California, mm-hmm. And they're just outside a town called Freestone, which is just a little tiny dot in the road.
Any Eldonna Edwards involved in the book?
You know, I think I'm in all of my characters. A lot of people will ask, you know, which one is you? I probably most like Harmony on some days and on Clover Blue's other days. Clover Blue is very earnest, very staid, sweet. And Harmony, his best friend and his foil, is very feisty and independent, and she challenges authority.
Yes. Your book entitled Clover Blue, that's the name of your 12-year-old. Not your 12-year-old, but the 12-year-old.
The protagonist.
The protagonist, yes. How did you come up with that name?
The leader, whenever anybody joins the commune, they shed their former identity and they take a new name. So he was holding a little flower. And he has blue eyes, so he was named Clover Blue.
Love the front cover. Would you do a reading for us?
Sure. I'm going to do just a little short piece from the first chapter, mm-hmm. which opens in September of 1974. The olders are letting us watch the birth. Harmony runs down the path ahead of me, her bare feet kicking up a cloud of dust. When she gets to the teepee, she turns and yells, "Come on, Blue, aren't you excited?" "I'll be there in a minute." I balance on one leg to brush a sharp acorn cap from the bottom of my foot. "Okay, but hurry up or you're going to miss it." She opens the canvas flap and disappears inside. letting us watch is a stretch. More like they insisted. Harmony and I were asleep when Moon was born, so we both missed that one. Sirona says we're old enough now. Sirona is the family midwife. She delivers babies in people's houses around Sonoma County. This is only her second birth here at Saffron Freedom Community. The first one was when she gave birth to Moon herself 4 years ago. I walk slowly, taking small steps. I might be old enough at 10, but that doesn't mean I'm ready for this. I can't shake the memory of when our nanny goat Inga had a baby a couple of years ago after one of the neighbor's goats got loose and mated with her. Inga ate the sack around her kid and other stuff that came out afterward. I hope we don't have to eat anything that comes out after Jade's baby is born. We're vegetarians, so probably not, but you never know with this family. I want to be excited, but I'm a little freaked out. I'm worried Jade's baby might not survive, just like the baby goat that got sick and died. Goji forbids doctors and hospitals. We believe in natural medicine. Sirona probably knows what she's doing, but what if she doesn't? What if none of them know what they're doing? When I reach the teepee, Harmony pokes her head through the doorway and grabs my hand, pulling me forward. Come on, Slowpoke! I take a breath and step inside.
Again, reading Clover Blue, Eldonna Edwards out of New Era, originally presenting this novel and presenting again 7 o'clock tonight at
the Laudit Library in Grand Haven.
And then Sunday
at 1 p.m. at the Bookman in Grand Haven. Yes. Wonderful independent bookstore.
You still have family in New Era?
I do. I still have a sister in New Era and a niece and an extended family out by Stony Lake, another sister. All of the rest of the family stayed pretty much within a 50-mile radius of New Era. I raised my children in Grand Haven, though.
Nice. Tell me, did you visit a commune to come up with a storyline?
I didn't. When I was a teenager, I helped some friends kind of like house sit a commune while the people were away. Mm-hmm. And it kind of planted that idea in me of what it would be like to have this kind of utopian tribal living experience in tune with nature, no water, no electricity, living off the land, using herbs instead of Western medicine. That weekend, I learned really fast that I was a spoiled child and I really missed my warm bed and my pot roast.
Would this be considered for a book club? You have discussion questions near the end.
Yes, it's already been selected for some book clubs. It really is. It's because it's provocative. It really provokes these ideological questions about, you know, where we draw the line between fate and free will and how we justify our choices. It's also about autonomy versus collectivism and tribe versus family. So there's a lot of discussion in here. Great discussion questions at the end of the book.
And what is it that you want your reader to take away from Clover Blue?
That no matter, I think we do this idealization that if only we could all do this or do that. But the reality of it is we're still just humans and we do what humans do. We abuse power and we struggle with our identity. Some of us are lazy, don't carry the workload. There is no perfect family or tribe. It's what you have to just make it in yourself to be a perfect member of that society.
Great. Book comes out, as you mentioned, end of May?
May 28th.
Yes. Where can we find out more information about you and Clover Blue, Eldonna?
My website is my name, EldonnaEdwards.com. I'm also on Facebook as Eldonna Edwards Author, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram.
All right. Thanks for making West Michigan proud with your native nativity out of New Era, and certainly enjoy your time at Laudit Library, Laudit District Library tonight in Grand Haven, and certainly your work with
the Bookman
on Sunday. Good things happening in your life. Take care.
Thank you so much, Shelley.